It's Tuesday, the day we read from your letters, emails, and web comments. Our show about the shifting relationship between the U.S. and Mexico brought us a lot of mail from both sides of the border, and one listener complained that Americans don't think enough about that relationship at all. I've traveled to visit family in Mexico every year of my life, wrote Marissa, and one thing that has always struck me is how prevalent discussion of the United States is. Their nightly news never fails to have a discussion of U.S. news and policies, and I would be surprised if any of my peers at my private university could even name the president of Mexico. I feel that Americans know little about the actual give-and-take relationship we have with Mexico or the ways in which the U.S. benefits economically from that relationship. When Amy Dickinson joined us last week to talk about parents who try to get their adult children to stand on their own despite the failing economy, Robin wrote us to say we were piling on the young a little bit. I'm a 25-year-old who did need a little help in the first few months out of college, and once I found a job, I was able to start supporting myself. People my age do live beyond normal means, but I've learned to be very responsible, and I think it's important to mention that young adults now are facing a cost of living and student loan debt that is much larger than our parents faced when they were our age. And our segment on the perils of email and other electronic communications yielded a treasure trove of gaffes, which we proceeded to forward along to the whole office. Just kidding. Among the gems we did not get to was this one from Stacy. I once received an email string from my boss and the company owner that did, in fact, have relevant information. That is, after I had scrolled through the discussion about my boss's recent proctology exam. Ew. And this one from Erica, a newspaper reporter. To stay focused on what I was writing, I used to post a sexy actor's photo, topless, in boxers, at the top of each story I was working on. One day I forgot to remove it before emailing a story to my editor. She called and said, "Everything's fine. I just wanted to check that you meant to send that picture of a man in shorts at the top of your article." Thank goodness he was wearing shorts. And this one about a text message gone mystifyingly off topic got us giggling a bit. Becky wrote, "Not long ago, I meant to send a text message to my boss reading, 'I am honored.' Unfortunately, my predictive text filled it in as, 'I am homosexual.' And I didn't realize the mistake until about 2 hours later. Needless to say, if I were to make such a momentous announcement in my life, it certainly would not be via text message." You can send us any message you would like. The best way to reach us, though, is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And yesterday, the Pulitzer Prizes were awarded. Among the winners, several writers who've appeared as guests on this program, including Douglas Blackman for his nonfiction book Slavery by Another Name, The Re-Enslavement of Black Americans from the Civil War to World War II, and Annette Gordon Reed, who won the History Prize for her book about a family of slaves owned by Thomas Jefferson, The Hemingses of Monticello, An American Family. Last September, when the book came out, she told us what we actually know about Sally Hemings.
It's a very difficult thing to piece together because, as you mentioned, as we know, slaves did not, for the most part, keep records, letters that have remained until this particular point. What we know of her, we know from Jefferson's records, pretty much. And she was a woman who was a quarter black. She was described, mainly when people talk about her, they talk about what she looked like, as they often do with women. She was described as very attractive. One description of her had her as industrious and orderly. Abigail Adams described her when she was a young woman, as a young girl, I should say, as good-natured.
That's newly minted Pulitzer Prize winner Annette Gordon Reed. If you missed those broadcasts, you can go to our website and download them as podcasts. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. And we should note that this Thursday, we'll talk with Eugene Robinson of The Washington Post, who just won a Pulitzer, for commentary.